7 o'clock. You know, Den, during the news, I was just thinking about this whole situation about tolls. And I am surprised that leaders now, the leaders over there, are even saying anything about it, because they can't do anything about it for at least 2 years.
Well,
what are they going to do, Dan? You tell me. What, they can't do anything till we get a new governor.
We're going to get another perspective right now. He heads the Motor Transport Association of Connecticut and is in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair, Joe Scully. Joe, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Were you over at that hearing yesterday?
I was. I was there all day, and I was there with a number of Motor Transport Association members. It was very important that to them that they come up and got to tell their side of the story about how this would impact their business.
And what did you come away with from what you heard at that hearing yesterday?
You know, I think it might be fair to say that we're not ready to do this. There were two points that were made. You know, one is we should do tolls because we need revenue, and also there is currently no plan for tolls. That was said multiple times, and to me, that's a dangerous combination. You know, it kind of reminds me of the famous Nancy Pelosi line: "We have to pass the bill before we figure out what it does." Right? That's not a good way to govern. We can't just be passing something that is going to allegedly generate $800 million a year, by the way, most of which is from people who live in this state or work in this state. We can't just pass that and then figure it out later. This is a huge deal and something that's never been done in any state before.
You know, as I look at it, and I've said this for months now, you know, all this talk, and I am really, really shocked at some of these leaders that even mention tolls. We can't do tolls now. We can't do tolls for 2 years if we ever do them, and I hope we never do. So, I mean, it's not going to happen like they believe it's going to happen. It's impossible. We'll have to have a new governor before any of this stuff is even talked about again.
Well, I agree. Even if something happens this year, which of course you know that we think should not, based on the information that's out there, some of the information that's not out there, we think this proposal needs to be changed, if not fully abandoned. You know, there are estimates out there 4 to 5 years away. It could be longer than that, and here's why. Since what Connecticut is looking at has never been done before, nobody's ever converted a toll-free interstate highway to a congestion-priced highway, and we want to do it with everyone in the state. So think about the impact of that. We have to study things and prove to the federal government. We have to do an environmental impact study, a traffic diversion study, a local economic impact. What is the diversion of traffic off the highway and onto local roads going to do to traffic in town and the economy in town? Those things have never really been done before. So Connecticut may not know the scope and the effort that they have to put into one of these studies in order to get approval. We could conceivably spend millions of dollars just studying something that's never going to happen.
Joe, we'll be back to you in just a couple of minutes. We've got to check and see just how the bumper-to-bumper crowd is doing. It's a quarter after 7, and let's check that traffic.
The Talk of Connecticut, Bouvier Insurance Traffic.
There's an accident in East Hartford, Route 2 westbound near Exit 5 in Hartford. Reduced speed, 84 eastbound near Exit 48. Disabled vehicle, 91 southbound near Exit 23 in Rocky Hill. There's a two-car crash in Enfield on the shoulder, 91 southbound near exit 48. A downed tree has closed Route 187 in Suffield between Spruce Street and the state line. I'm Gary Lee Horn.
And 16 minutes now after 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, Dan, we have been talking about this for a long time, and I just think with the new company that's coming in here, it's going to be spectacular for Connecticut. But do you think that they could change their mind if we get bogged down in this whole fight with tolls?
Brad,
come on here.
You never know. They might take a second look. But that said, Joe Scully is back with us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. He heads the Motor Transport Association of Connecticut. Joe, explain, because you mentioned how the trucking industry spoke out in opposition yesterday, the impact tolls would have on the trucking industry in Connecticut.
Well, it raises our cost of operating, right? The trucking industry depends on these highways to get their freight where it needs to be. So, look, we bring groceries to grocery stores, gasoline to gas stations, clothing to department stores, or even packages that you have dropped off at your doorstep. All those things were on a truck at some point, and trucking companies cannot just absorb the cost of a tax or fee with no repercussions. They're forced to raise rates, and so ultimately, the cost to the consumer, when they go to these stores, they're going to be paying more for everything. And, you know, an example I gave in the committee testimony yesterday was New York City, whether it's Manhattan, Staten Island, Long Island. Go and buy a staple, a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, a carton of eggs. It's more there because they have tolls everywhere. You can't get in there without having a truck pay a toll. And we're going to see that same thing here if this plan moves forward. The cost of living, the cost of goods is going to increase for everybody.
Joe, the trucking industry right now, as it is, you pay a lot of fees. Explain what it costs to operate a truck here in Connecticut.
So average tractor trailer, five axle tractor trailer, minimum of $17,000 a year just to get out of the garage, as they say. And about half of that is from Connecticut imposed taxes and fees like the diesel tax, like the registration fee. And the other half is from federally imposed taxes and fees like the federal diesel tax and others. There's a heavy vehicle use tax that we pay to the federal government annually. This one kills me. A 12% federal excise tax. It's like a 12% sales tax that is paid to the federal government when we buy a new truck, which is, you know, what, $150,000. Let's just pick a nice round number there. That 12% tax applies to tire purchases that we put on our trucks, and all those things go into the highway fund that is used to maintain our infrastructure. So I really hope people realize the amount of taxes and fees that we pay. There's no such thing as a free ride for the trucking industry. Just because we're big, it seems like we get targeted for these things. And, you know, to bring it all, you know, back, when we pay these things, we want them to go into the highways, roads, and bridges that we drive on. But in the state of Connecticut, that generally doesn't happen. It gets spent on other things.
You know, Joe, just listening to you here this morning, if they've never heard you before, okay, the people of Connecticut, there's no way. It's a waste of time what the legislature's trying to do, because there's no way now or 1 year or two or three that we can get going what they want to get going, and you folks surviving with what you just told us, what it costs you and it costs us in the long run, there's no way that they can do it.
Well, that's certainly the message that I'm trying to respectfully spread. I mean, look, there are some people who wholeheartedly believe that this is the answer. We obviously disagree with them. There are some people, I think, on both sides of the aisle who want to listen and learn, and that's where I just try to, the industry tries to share what we do and how we do it and why, and that forms our point of view on things, such as tolling existing highways and why we think it's such a poor approach here and it should not be done in Connecticut.
You know, you used the example before of Nancy Pelosi. We have to pass the bill in order to find out what's in it. In this case, we don't even know what's in it, because there is no bill. At least there was a bill. Something was in it. Might not have agreed with it, but something was in it as far as the health care bill. There's nothing in this. They're being asked to vote on a concept, Joe.
It's hard to disagree with that. That is pretty much the impression that I walked away from yesterday. There's no plan, so don't say you've seen the plans, because there are none. But also, we need to do tolls because we need revenue. That's such a dangerous game to play. Look, I would say I think there are some types of the plan out there that people have seen. By the way, one number that was thrown out yesterday was 40% of the tolls would be paid by out-of-state drivers. That seems like a made-up number.
Yep.
According to DOT's own consultant, it would only be 25%. So I'm not sure where the 40% came from. So there's been studies done that have formed the basis of a plan, you know, such as showing 12 tolls on I-95 between New York and New Haven, and another 10 on the Merritt between New York and New Haven. That is generally what it will look like, that many tolls that close together, because that's going to be necessary to satisfy the federal government.
Joe, let me say to you and to the folks that are listening, all of us together, we know that this is no time to talk about this, because there's nothing there. And they really... they should be ashamed of themselves, thinking that we, the people of Connecticut, are that stupid that we don't know what's going on, because we do know what's going on. And this is just the worst style of leadership I have ever heard.
Well, look, again, I don't want to attack anybody who disagrees with me. That's, you know, that's if they believe in it, then that's what they believe. But the trucking industry's position, we spend a lot of time analyzing this stuff. We just want the most efficient way to maintain our highways, roads, and bridges as possible. And we want what we pay going to highways, roads, and bridges. But that doesn't happen here. And now you're asking us to pay more for the same. And it's really more for less, because these tolls are designed to get so high that they force you off the highway. So, look, this is not just the truckers don't want to pay more. This is grounded in research and experience out there in the real world, bringing goods to people of this country and of this state. We want to be there for the people, and just tagging truckers with high tolls just because the vehicles are big, you know, is a short-sighted approach.
Joe, what was the sense you came away with after that hearing? Is there going to be a vote on tolls in this session?
Well, I can't make any prediction that will get myself in trouble. I know there have been leaders who say we'll vote on it one way or the other. So maybe that'll happen. I don't know. But to vote on it and pass it with no plan, That should scare a lot of people. I know it scares me.
Well, it scares me too, and I think it would be, and this is me speaking now, any lawmaker who votes for this is being irresponsible to his or her constituents, because there is no plan on the table, and to vote on a concept is dangerous legislation, in my opinion.
This is the reason I can't believe that there's not some of those elected officials who see all of this, and I'm surprised, and there's still time for the Speaker of the House to realize that he can't do what he wants to do now, because it's not doable, and he's an intelligent person. So we'll see what he comes up with.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for at least a couple of years since I've been around here, and I will say, like, some minds are made up one way or the other, but I think there are a number of people in the legislature who want to do the right thing based on information and what their constituents want. So I'm hopeful that the brakes can be put on this, that we're not going to pass something just because we need revenue. look, I think something doesn't get talked about as much in this debate as it should. I mean, we spend $200 million a year or more out of the Special Transportation Fund on DOT pensions. That's more than they spend on subsidies for train rides, for bus rides. So we got to look at where the money's going. You know, I anybody who follows me on Twitter knows that I like to point out when I see an empty transit bus being driven around. There's so many of them in Hartford that are empty. In 10 minutes yesterday, I saw 6 transit buses with a total of 6 people on them. To have an absolute claim that there's no way to find more efficiency to cut certain things here or there, and I'm not saying take services away from people, but if nobody's using these buses, do we need to have them running, you know?
Well, and the other thing is try to get a figure from the Department of Transportation on bus passengers. They will not give you a figure, or they do a big song and dance and disguise the figures with other numbers. It really is incredible, Joe.
Yeah, I've heard that statement from many folks at the Capitol, too, and I all I can wonder out loud is why is that the case? Shouldn't we be able to have all the information, including what's the subsidy for a ride, how many rides are there on that end of it, and then on the other end, you know, where would the tolls go, how much would they be, you know, stuff like that. I just think we should be fully transparent with businesses and residents here.
Joe, before we let you go, I want you to repeat this again. This $200 million figure, is that per year?
Yes, and I mean, it's increasing, too. It didn't used to be that much. There's a history of the Special Transportation Fund, and that number was what they appropriated this year out of the fund just to pay. So look, I brought that up because I think, you know, we need tolls because the gas tax is losing its purchasing power. I think that's a bunk argument, and it's more about what do we do with the money. It's pensions, it's fringe benefits, it's transit subsidies for buses that are really not used. It's not that we're losing our purchasing power. It's what are we doing with the money?
That's an important way to end the interview. That is the story. Hey, Joe, thanks very much for spending time with us this morning and opening our eyes to what's going on here in Connecticut.
And, Joe, just keep it up. And tell your guys to keep it up because you got us. We're going to keep it up, I'll tell you that.
All right, thanks, guys, for having me on.
All right, Joe, take care.
This is incredible, Dan.